Workers left to work with inadequate PPE, again. A health worker at Southampton General at the very beginning of the pandemic, the advice to hospital workers was to use full PPE, head to foot. When it became clear we were going to have more than a few hundred cases, the advice dramatically changed, and we were told this was only necessary when carrying out aerosol-generated procedures like intubation. Most of us felt the change of advice was more about supply than keeping us safe, but were glad we at least had enough surgical masks, aprons, and gloves. Our hospital has kept staff well informed for the most part, but there's definitely been a gap between what's promised and what really happens. We were told that staff providing personal care could wear PPE, which included face coverings and long sleeves, but many wards didn't have the supply to keep this up, and staff were encouraged not to waste PPE. Recent news that COVID can stay in the air for long periods indoors, including in our closed wards, tells a very different story. Those of us working in emergency care are now supplied with FFP3 masks and hoods, which are fit tested to each individual, but the situation on the wards, and elsewhere in the hospital, is far from adequate. The local BBC News visited the hospital this week, to show the public how busy we are, and to highlight the dedicated work of our porters, infection control and cleaning teams. But all the staff shown were only wearing surgical masks, which often gape at the sides. And this week's figures for staff with COVID show it's the elderly care wards, which are always short of staff, and have very poor ventilation, that are most affected, 25 on one ward alone. We are constantly told we must support the NHS. Well, staff feel we've been sold short, and we definitely don't feel supported by the politicians in Westminster. We need a massive increase in funding for the NHS, we need to sweep aside the leeching private sector, and we definitely need our union leaders to wake up and lead us into action for a 15% pay rise.